We are up to Simen Resh Yud Gimel, Sif Beis, and we will be doing Sif Beis Gimel as well as Simen Resh Yud Dalet. Sif Beis Ein HaMavarach Motzi Acherim Elim Ken Yochel V'Yishte Imahem. The only way that you can be motzi someone else in a Birkas HaNehenin is if you too are eating or drinking. Va'oz Yotzim B'Shmi Osan. They're Yotza by hearing his bracha. Shemechavnin elov, where they pay attention to what he's saying. Afilu lo yanu amein, even if they don't answer amein, they are yotza. Now, this halacha is the halacha of yotza motzi in Birkas HaMitzvahs, but not in Birkas HaNenim. That means, when it comes to a Birkas HaMitzvahs, so the halacha is, even though the Mevarech has already fulfilled his mitzvah, but the one that wants to be yotza has not, the Mavara could be motzi him, and we do not say that this is a bracha levatala, because kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze, we all have one chi, we all have our chiyuvs, our chiyuvim are intertwined. Your mitzvah is my mitzvah is your mitzvah. If you were not yet mekayim the mitzvah, I wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah b'shlei musa, therefore I can make a bracha for you. So say one Jew already made his bracha on arba minim, another one did not. The one who did could be motzi the other one with the bracha on arba minim, with al netilas lulav, because he's still chayev to see to it that the other person takes arba minim. Not so in Birkas HaNenim. In Birkas HaNenim, there's no kol Yisrael arevim. I am not mechuyev to see to it that you eat. As a result of it, you're chayev in a bracha if you're going to eat. If I'm not going to eat, I'm not chayev in a bracha. If I make a bracha for you, my bracha is a bracha of atola. You can't be yotza with someone else's bracha of atola. So in Birkas HaNenim, the halachi is that if someone wants to be motzi someone else, he has to be chayiv, he has to be eating as well. This goes for bracha rishona as well as bracha achrona, although in bracha achrona, we saw that the mishtabura held it was only a drabana. Now, this halachi is ma'akev. Because the person who is not eating, his bracha is a bracha levatola, you cannot be yotza with someone else's bracha levatola. So this is ma'akev, even b'dieved, he is not yotza. Now the Mishnah, the Mechaber said, even if you don't answer amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah lechatchila, there's a chiyuv to answer amen. Reason number one, whenever you hear a bracha, you say amen. But even more so, to show that you want to be yotza with the bracha. Meaning, by saying amen, you are bepol saying, I agree with what the bracha said. So with regard to answering amen, it is more important to answer amen to a bracha I'm being yotza with than to answer amen to stam a bracha that I'm hearing. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that lechatchila, if several people are making the same bracha at the same time, one should be motzi all of them because of barav amhadras melech. Siv gimel, in yotzi yedei chavoso b'shmiyas habracha filo yana amen. You cannot be yotzi even if you answer amen. Elim kein sheshama mitchilasa va'ad sofa. Only if you hear the bracha from beginning to end. V'niskaven lotzeis ba yedei chavoso, and your kavana was to be yotza. V'hamavarech niskaven gam kein lohotzi yedei chavoso. So we have three conditions here in order to be yotza someone else with someone else's bracha. That is, even if the someone else makes a bracha and it's a good bracha because he's eating, if you want to be yotza with it, then you have to hear the entire bracha. You also have to have kavana to be yotza with it, and he has to have kavana to be motzi you with the bracha. If there's any word that you missed that you did not hear, but it is a word that is not ma'akev in the bracha, then that's not a problem. You just have to hear the words that are ma'akev, but the word baruch is ma'akev. Simen Resh Yud Dalet. Kol bracha sheim ba haskar sheim umalchus ein a bracha. Any bracha that does not have the shame and malchus is not a bracha. Now that halacha applies only to a bracha that stands on its own. A bracha hasmucha lechavrta. A bracha that is coming after another bracha. If the first one had shame and malchus, the second one does not need it. Therefore, for example, in the case of Shmona Esrei, the Shmona Esrei begins with Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. That is the equivalent of Shema Malchus. All the other brachas of Shmona Esrei are Smucha L'Chavrta. They all are part of that series that originates with Baruch Atah Hashem. They are all considered smucha lechavrata and need no shame or malchus of their own. Further, vimdileik shame or malchus. What happens if someone left out the shame or malchus in a bracha? Yachsov yivarech. He's got to make a bracha again. Vafil lo dileik alatevas haolam levad. Tzarech lachsu levarech. The melech levad ain't a malchus. Mechaber paskins that the word melech without haolam is not malchus. And you are not yotza with that, which means you'd have to go make a bracha over again. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the word atah is not ma'akev in a bracha. With regard to the word ha'olam, the Evan Ozer the Mishnah Berurah brings is cholik on the mechaber. Now we don't worry about that. Meaning, we will still make him have him say the bracha over again. But the Bir Halacha says that if instead of saying Melech Olam he said Ha Melech, then there he should not have to say the bracha over again. That could be considered malchus.